We're speaking with Luke Aumit. He is the Republican candidate and the incumbent for District 3 Bonner County Commissioners. Luke, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
I'm glad to be here, Chris.
Well, let's start with an introduction for voters. Although you're the incumbent, maybe not everybody is familiar with you. So tell us a bit about your background, how long you've lived here, how you wound up in North Idaho, and a bit about your experience and what you consider to be qualifications for the position.
Well, what a great question.
It's a broad one. Yes.
It's important for people to know where we came from and how did we arrive in Bonner County. My family came to Bonner County in 1979 when Dad got a job as a forester for McFarland Cascade, and some of the remnants of that company you can still find in Sandpoint, such as Lilybrook or the Cedar Street Bridge, or if you're driving on Baldy Mountain Road, the Stella Jones Pole Company, pole yard, mm-hmm. and where I actually worked after high school. Mm-hmm. So I attended public schools in Bonner County. I attended Northside Elementary, and then I went to Farm and Studwell for middle school and graduated from Sandpoint High School in 1995. I've been a Bonner County resident for 45 years, and after high school, I went to U of I and found out I wasn't mature enough. So then I joined the U.S. Army.
And that kind of probably matured you up a bit.
Yes, the U.S. Army did mature me quite a bit. And I served for 23 years in uniform, and I retired in 2022. I was enlisted, and I retired out of the Idaho Army National Guard. And I think one of the really unique things about my history is that I became a government teacher up in Bonners Ferry, Idaho, and two of my students actually worked with me as soldiers underneath my command. And it's eye-opening. Mm-hmm. And so besides being a soldier, I was also a public educator. And what led me to leave a job that I really loved was watching the workforce and youth of Boundary and Bonner County, so North Idaho, making a choice to take their labor, their industry, and their futures outside of my home. And I personally think that that is a real loss, because I believe that Bonner County is a land of opportunity, and I would like future generations to be able to have the same opportunities that I did. I have a wife and two children, and my mother-in-law, my wife, and both of my daughters have attended Washington Elementary. Mm-hmm. And now I'm watching my oldest get ready for high school, and you know, change is here, but it's just a great place to live and grow up. In regards to my qualifications, I have a bachelor's degree in secondary education with a minor in government. I was a public educator for 15 years. I'm a retired soldier, and I think a lot of my experiences and skills as a soldier translate really well to the office of Bonner County Commissioner. I started off as infantry, and I retired as a logistician. And a Bonner County Commissioner is really someone who runs a large public utility. And that experience that I had in the Army operating with a diverse group of individuals, and we were actually in a brigade support battalion, it's very similar to the role of a County Commissioner in figuring out personnel, services, budgets, and essentially who gets what, where, and when. And that's the difficult question that all public servants are tasked to figure out.
Okay, well, the question I'm asking all the candidates, and for you, it's not why you are running, it's why are you running for re-election?
I'm running for re-election because Bonner County is my home. And I believe that in order for us to be able to move into our future, we need to grow with the times and not by only looking backwards. Bonner County has changed since I came here in 1979. There are more voters, there are more cars on the road, there is more technology. What hasn't changed is the desire for the residents of our county to want to be able to live their lives as they see fit. And the role of county government is to provide infrastructure that is statutorily obligated by the state. And we need stable, prudent, and wise fiscal management in order to be able to meet those needs that are legislated to us from Boise. And I'm committed to that, and I believe that county government is an ingredient in the free market mix that will allow our community, our county, and our residents, excuse me, to be able to succeed and to pursue the lives as they see fit. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm running for re-election, because I believe I'm a steady hand at the wheel of county government in trying and tumultuous times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Follow-up question here. If you're elected, how much time will you devote to your office on a weekly basis? And in your case, it's how much time do you devote to the office on a weekly basis?
You know, as a teacher, I thought that during my working time, I spent a lot of time in the office. I will tell you, as a county commissioner, it is a 7-day-a-week job, and on a good week, it is 60 hours or less. I am in the office 5 days a week. From 8 to 5, I answer emails, and I attend meetings all over Bonner County. You don't realize how big 1,735 square miles are of a county until you start driving all over to listen to what is on residents' minds. Mm-hmm. I can tell you there are 3 commissioners, but there is one office whose light is always on, and that's mine. Mm-hmm. And I am committed to doing the job that I was elected to do.
Okay, well, we're coming up on the primary. What do you consider the biggest issues in the commission race to be that you think voters should be paying attention to?
The biggest issue that I believe voters should be focusing on in the commissioner's race is, what is the role of county government? My blinders have been taken off in regards to the local politics. Facts are facts, rules are rules, laws are laws. County commissioners serve all of the 53,000 people in Bonner County, and that's important to also know, is that even if you live in District 1, 2, or 3, you get to vote for all of the commissioners that are on the ballot, and it's always in a 2-year cycle. 2 commissioners are always on the ballot. But there's a lot of misinformation about people wanting to expand the role of county government beyond what the legislature has told us. And the consequences of the county commissioners trying to take on more stuff is that we would have to raise your taxes and we would be cutting your services. And the services that we provide as county commissioners are incredibly important to the ability of Bonner County residents to live their lives. And some of the big ones are road and bridge, funding our public safety, such as EMS and the Bonner County Sheriff's Office, the Prosecutor's Office, and just keeping our staff employed. If we start trying to do things outside of our responsibility, what we are not going to be doing is plowing your roads, keeping your taxes low, and being able to focus on our legitimate jobs. Talk is cheap. Commissioners have a statutory job to do. And this board has been very successful in providing those services amongst a very difficult political environment.
What are some of the things you feel that you've been feeling pressure to do outside of that traditional role?
I think one of the big things that people talk about is the concern with growth. And Bonner County is currently in our 3rd update of our comprehensive plan. The Local Land Use Planning Act was passed by the Idaho Legislature in 1978. And then Bonner County adopted its first zoning regulations, which is pretty profound when you think that the county was formed in 1907, so there was approximately 70 years without any zoning. In 2005, there was an update, and now in 2024, we are further updating our plan. And I really want to bring attention to this because what we are doing is utilizing the technology and the actual records from the building location permits and the data collected by our planning department to do a deep dive into the actual facts regarding where the growth has been, which impacts where the county has to spend money on infrastructure. And just because the field that used to be next to you now has a house in it, does not mean that Bonner County is being overdeveloped. Bonner County has approximately 30 residents per square mile. And if we try to restrict growth, we are also restricting opportunity. Our housing costs here are creating such a labor shortage that it's very difficult for businesses to find the labor necessary to keep their doors open. And I can say, as a county commissioner who's responsible for making certain that we hire the necessary staff to provide those jobs, we're struggling to compete for talent. We need snowplow drivers, we need cops, we need jailers, we need clerks, we need lawyers. And because it is so difficult to have people get a job and a salary here where they can actually afford to live in this county, we're just beginning down a difficult road of being able to provide those statutory services. There is room within our current zoning to allow for responsible and sustainable growth. And this planning commission and the Board of County Commissioners has been very diligent and thoughtful in providing for meaningful opportunities for the citizens of Bonner County to have a real voice in our comprehensive plan as we continue to move forward. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage people to get online and look at what we've been doing. And we're in our last component right now, which is land use, and make your voice heard. Mm-hmm.
When do you think this current work to update the plan will be complete and a new comp plan or updated comp plan might be adopted?
So we've done it chapter by chapter. And a good example of the prudence of the manner that Bonner County has been updating our plan is that the city of Sandpoint spent approximately $100,000+ to update their plan, and they hired an outside firm from Portland. Bonner County utilized our staff, and we used our planning commission. We've done it in a very slow and deliberate process, going back to the sub-area plans for 5 years, and it's essentially cost the taxpayer in Bonner County soup and sandwiches. So we have a local plan developed by locals, for locals, looking at the data. And this last chapter is the most contentious, and to many the most important, but I predict that we will be done by fall of 2024.
Okay, this coming fall then. Okay, Luke, any other issues you want to identify?
You know, the main issue, I think, when we look at the Daily Bee or the Reader or the Beacon, is for the voters to have a real understanding that the work of Bonner County, done by this Board of Commissioners, is being done. And I'll give a couple of examples. We've got a new $8 million EMS Station 1 project that's going in. That's going to save the taxpayers $10,000, and it's going to bring some of our elected officers into this millennia. We're building a facility for the coroner to be able to actually perform autopsies. We also have received $21.4 million in grants to replace 7 aging bridges across Bonner County. We saved taxpayers $200,000 on property insurance, while improving our coverage, reducing our deductible from $100,000 to $10,000. And one of the other things I want to tell taxpayers is how committed we are to protecting your personal information. In a 1 month period, there were 25,000 unauthorized attempts to gain access to to the Bonner County technology system.
By hackers.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And half of those were from overseas. And some of the information that Bonner County has is we collect all of the data and all of the taxes for the 54 taxing districts in Bonner County. That's over $100 million. Bonner County has kept that safe, and we are also protecting voting records, your personally identifiable information, recorded deeds, and court records. That is not expensive, but it is something that is a big responsibility of all elected officials.
Okay, well, we got a few minutes still remaining, and I do have questions on a couple of issues that have popped up over the course of the last year or two. Big one being the fairgrounds. It's the issues relating to the fairgrounds have raised a good deal of conflict. The sheriff published a report last year indicating that up to, according to him, $247,000 of fairground funds were misappropriated over about a four-year period. And then the county fair board released a press release claiming the commissioners and specifically county clerk Mike Rosedale were to blame. And subsequently, what the commission's done is it has voted to hire an outside audit. So there's been a conflict between, an apparent conflict, you can speak to this much better than I can, between the commissioners and the sheriff who wants to hold some of that property at the fairgrounds for a future justice center, which is another related issue is a proposed RV park there. And the county, I'm not sure if it's lost a potential grant for that or if that's just on hold while some of these issues get sorted out. But Luke, I guess the main question would be, you know, what's your take on the whole fairground situation?
So when I came into office on January 9th of 2023, I inherited a couple of messes, and the fairgrounds was one of them. There was the tragic passing of our old fair director, Darcy Smith, and enough allegations and smears to go around on all sides. But I think that we need to start, when we're talking about the roles and responsibility of any county commissioner, with the law. And in regards to the control of county property, Idaho law is clear. That is the responsibility of the Board of County Commissioners. As for the Bonner County Fair Board and the Bonner County Fairgrounds, I believe that the voters need to know that there are tax dollars that are associated with the operations of the fair. However, in its 97-year history, the Bonner County Fairgrounds has never fully been audited until this year, and it was this current Board of Commissioners with Commissioners Ahmet, Bradshaw, and Williams who voted to hire an external auditor to give us a real sense of what's going on. And previously, the external audits included all of the taxpayer dollars that flowed through the treasurer's office and were distributed by our clerk. Now we are expanding that to the operations such as the parking of the fairgrounds, the rodeo, the beer garden, and all of those events. And a fair board in Idaho is a really unique creation because they have additional authorities. However, they are appointed by the Board of Commissioners and they are a public entity. So they do have to comply with open meeting law and they have to publish their books. I'm not prepared to comment on the findings of the fair board until we get a report from the auditors. But I will let you know that we are working to improve the fair because it is an important piece of our history. However, in regards to the authority of the fairgrounds and the Board of Commissioners, I believe that the first two words should give the voters a pretty good idea of who should be in charge. Bonner County.
Okay, one more question to squeeze in, and that is, I think there's... You know, no question, relations between some of the commissioners have been rocky, and some of the weekly commissioner meetings have devolved into arguments between commissioners and also attending residents. It led at one point to a couple residents being trespassed from county property. You're in the midst of it, of course. What do you think are causing such deep divisions, and what steps are you trying to take to make the climate of these meetings more civil and productive?
One of the things that I'm very proud of that we've done is we have introduced and enforced Robert's Rules of Order. Bonner County business meetings are there to, we're there as the Bonner County Board of Commissioners to serve all 53,000 residents of Bonner County. And it appears that there's a new group of individuals that show up and they're angry. And I listen every week to complaints of some of these residents. But it goes back to my earlier comment. What is the role of county government? I am a county commissioner tasked with roads and bridges, weeds, airports, GIS, engineering, oversight of election. I am not a mental health worker. I appreciate that people have concerns, but a county commissioner has very simple, bright lines of authority. And when we start getting involved with things outside of our authority, we're really stepping out of our wheelhouse and we're being asked to grow government. And I'm a limited government type of Republican. Now, in regards to the alleged dysfunction of our board, two of three commissioners understand what our role is because it's set forth in statute. We do not run a talk show. We are not activists. We are public servants with clearly defined roles and responsibilities. The Bonner County Board of Commissioners is not a daily talk show where we're giving away cars, because that money is designed to keep our roads safe, our bridges safe, our cops paid, our jail safe, our judges, the courthouse open. And while there may be a small group of chaos merchants that are interested in disrupting the regular flow of business for Bonner County, I don't subscribe to it. So what I do is I put my head down and I focus on the work of Bonner County as written in our ordinance and as written in our code. However, I do take into account and I listen to their concerns. But I too am a voting citizen of Bonner County and I am entitled to my own opinion. I don't work for just the angry. I work for the people who are actually at work, who are serving in the military outside of our country, who are visiting family overseas. And there are currently 32,515 registered voters, excuse me, in Bonner County right now. And if I was to only take into account the anger of the 15 to 20 that show up at a weekly meeting, I would be disenfranchising the overwhelming majority of our citizens. So I'm focusing on the work of Bonner County and I'm making the best decisions based on the data, and I work with my coworkers, but I will stand up for my beliefs and all of those people who chose to put me into this office and serve them as their commissioner.
Luke, we are at our time, or even a little bit over at this point. You're a Republican candidate and the incumbent for District 3 Bonner County Commission. How can people that are concerned how they're going to vote learn more about you?
I would encourage them to visit my website, lukeahmet.com. They can see my posts on Facebook at Ahmet for 7B, and I am available to be reached pretty much 24/7 at 208-946-3395. I'm here to serve. I have been serving Bonner County for my entire adult life, and I'm asking for your vote on May 21st, 2024. Thank you.
Luke Ahmet, thanks again for coming in to speak with us.